Hallelujah, hallelujah, good morning. This is James Glory Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's glory, fear and faith. Have you ever been driving down the road and noticed the check the engine light come on your dashboard? Even if there's been no strange noises or smoke coming from under the bonnet, you know the warning light means something's wrong. And, you know, you promptly took the car to the garage. Why? Because you know that the warning light is connected to the engine. And though you cannot see what the problem is, you see the warning message. Do you follow? Now, a similar connection here occurs between fear and faith. Sometimes we think our life is running fine and dandy, but then that red warning light of fear begins to flash. The fear signals that it's time to check our engines of faith. Most fears are based on what if this happens, or what if that happens, or that happens, or this. We generate these things in our mind, and these are often rooted in a mistrust in God. Jesus warned against worrying over these things. He said, "Do you know, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." That's from Matthew 6. You see, many people try to escape their fears through alcohol or addictions or activity. You know, these are temporary at best, and these often only compound the problem. I am testimony to this. The source of the fear remains. The antidote to fear is in the promises of God. I had to learn this audioboo. The fear was always there for me, but the antidote was the promises of God. Hallelujah. If you do not learn how to master your fears today, your fears will master you. In order to conquer your fears, you have to do two things. Pray your fears out while praying faith in. Pray your fears out while praying your faith in. Hallelujah. That's good, isn't it? Yes. You see, and pray for God's power to be released in your life, because by becoming truthful and admitting that you're frightened, admitting you're fearful, God can honour that in truth, as we've been saying in the last couple of audioboos. You see, when we cry out to God, he listens. God loves to hear the cries of his children who seek to grow in faith. In the Psalms, it says, "I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears." There's a promise there, audioboo. You see, when you realise your inadequacies and failures and total dependence on God, it's the first step in overcoming these fears. And you can indeed be confident that a prayer for faith is one that God will honour and answer. Hallelujah. You see, pray for God's power in your life. Part of the reason for Jesus' time here on earth was to demonstrate his power. He showed us that God's Messiah has power to redeem us from sins, to heal diseases, and to still whatever storms and troubles you face today in your life. Are you facing storms and troubles? Jesus wants to show you that power today. He waits until you run out of your human solutions before manifesting his power to you, his children. When we try to draw on our own strength, peace and sufficiency and adequacy instead of God's, we always end up in stormy waters. Only the power of God, which sustains the whole universe, can sustain us in every circumstance we fear. Because greater is he who is in you than is in the world. And we are more than a conqueror through him. And we are complete in him who is the head of all principalities. So today, audioboo, are you trying to escape your fears? Or conquer it through human methods? Or do you seek the power of God, the only one who gives victory over anxiety? Spend time in prayer today. Send that fear out and bring the faith in, drawing on the power of God. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England, blessing you. Hallelujah. Fear and faith.